than this. Yeah, the Lord's Prayer by the Australian nun, Sister Janet Mead. It was a huge success when it was released onto the charts in 1973. Just listen to a bit more of it. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I can remember this vividly. Well, here at the Sound Library at the ABC, there's this massive collection of records. There are LPs and those smaller records, the 45s, all in their little sleeves with numbers on them. There's just row after row after row of them. And two of the guardians of this treasure trove are our, well, two of our favourite sound librarians, James Lee and Michael Munson. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Welcome. Thanks for having us on.
So you've come up with the theme of nuns.
Nuns. So you remember the words?
Well, I've always known. I knew the words.
I know the words as well. I was brought up to memorise the words, so I know them. But I've never heard them put to... Well, until we started digging around, looking at nuns, had I become aware of this particular song. I guess I'm a little young.
It was, let me tell you.
It was huge, wasn't it?
It was big.
And in this day and age, it's kind of hard to believe that a musical rock rendering of the Lord's Prayer would strike such a chord with a popular music public. But it was huge in the States as well.
It was at the time of Jesus Christ Superstar Godspell.
Yeah.
There was a sort of funky Jesus thing.
There was a funky Jesus thing in the air, wasn't
there?
Yeah,
there was.
It started in the 60s, around 63, 64, and sort of continued through. There's a bit of a spike in around this time, 73, 74.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been much since then, has there? So we're for another.
Well, exactly. As we chart the rise and fall of the singing nun kind of disappears shortly after Sister Janet Mead's huge success. And there haven't been a lot of singing nuns, but around that time there were plenty, and we're going to run through them a little bit over the next
few minutes. You have come in with a huge pile of records. We can't possibly play all of those singing nuns, but I mean, you've got here that Sister Janet Mead, the singing nun who recorded the Lord's Prayer. That became an international hit. It rose to number 4 on the Billboard charts. It was nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
For the best inspirational performance.
Yeah. Only knocked off by Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis beats Sister Janet Mead.
Is that still a category in the Grammys? I wonder, best inspirational performance.
I think it probably is.
Who knows? Anyways,
it probably gets lost in all the hoo-ha. But where is Janet from? She's
from Adelaide.
From Adelaide.
And what you were saying before, Michael, she did start out doing what she called rock masses. So she would kind of get the congregation grooving and moving with her rock masses. And she did release a rock mass kind of concept album shortly after the success of the Lord's Prayer, but unfortunately didn't do as well. So she kind of disappeared off the radar.
But she has 3 albums out, and you can get them online. She has a website.
Yeah. And I guess nuns struggle too with vows of chastity and poverty that go along with their beliefs when kind of entering into the realm of popular music.
It's a very good, it's a complex issue.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about a pop song, because, you know, traditionally the pop song is a simple boy meets girl kind of scenario. And when you get God into the mix, it gets complicated.
Mm. Look, I mean, up next we're gonna go to the singing nun. She had a huge hit with Dominique, and everyone's going to know Dominique, I'm sure. A lot of our listeners will be familiar with it. But she has we're not going to go into it, obviously, but she has a very tragic kind of tale, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
So who was she, the singing nun?
She was French.
Janine
Deckers. Belgian, I think.
Was Belgian, right, yeah. Okay, yeah. Janine Deckers was her name. But she released this, what we're about to hear, in 1962, I think. And it was an enormous hit, massive. It was number 1 in the States and just hugely popular.
And, of course, the film with starring Demi Reynolds was the next... came out of that.
Oh, has this come out of The Singing Nun?
The Singing Nun.
It's Debbie Reynolds' story.
Based on her,
I remember that film. So in French she was known as Sœur Sourire, which I think means the smiling nun.
Yeah,
the smiling nun.
Sister Smile.
Sister Smile, that's right, yeah. And so, she was known as a few things. The Singing Nun is the name of her album. Sister Smile was one of her pseudonyms. But should we have a little listen?
Yeah, let's have quite a lot of The Singing Nun.
Dominique.
Dominique et Nick s'en allaient tout simplement. Coutier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Ni chameau, ni diligence, il parcourt l'Europe à pied. Scandinave.
Yeah, Dominique, Nika, Nika. Mm. I do remember this because my dad was a French teacher.
Oh, okay.
Ah. Yeah, and I can remember him teaching us this song.
Cool.
Okay.
Dominique, Nika, Nika, yeah. He loved it.
This is right up your alley.
I know, you're taking
stuff.
Me way back. And he would play this on the piano and sing it at the top of his voice.
Okay,
but
sounds
of course,
like fun.
Deckers wrote some amazing songs too, and they're on the first album. And there's another track called I Would Like. It was a very beautiful folk song. So she actually, and, you know, she could write. She was an amazing talent.
Yeah, always writing in French. Were they ever translated into English? Do we know that?
There are some other people that have translated them and sung them in English.
But she sang purely
she sang
in, French,
in French,
didn't she? Yeah.
Yeah.
All the proceeds of that hit and all of her kind of royalties were siphoned into the Belgian convent that she was from. So she didn't make any money out of any of this. You know, having a number one hit in the States obviously generates a lot of money. And kind of later in life, the Belgian government asked her to pay something like, I don't know, a huge amount of money in taxes that she hadn't paid on the royalties. And so this led to a huge falling out. She released a pro-pill song, the female contraceptive, championed that and wrote a song about it. It did a disco version of Dominique in 81 to sort of try and make some money because she had legal costs.
But it was all—it's all very sad in the end.
And then committed suicide in a lesbian tryst. Which
are you making this up?
I'm not making any of this up.
This is a great
story.
That is a story.
I know. Well, there's a film. There was the singing nun that was pre the lesbian suicide, and also another kind of French biopic, which is worth a look if anyone's into it.
Now I don't want us to run out of time without hearing Fire. Tell us about this.
So again, going back to the mid 70s, Sister Irene O'Connor. She's from Sydney. She released an album called Fire of God's Love. In, I think it was 74. This album has a huge global cult following. There are New York bloggers who desire this album.
You mean even today?
Today, yeah, especially.
Bloggers, of course, today.
Yeah. Yeah, today, that's right.
It could have been made yesterday. It's like a great sort of indie, you know, DIY.
Yeah, you don't hear many
track.
Nuns messing around with drum machines and echo units, but you will when you listen to this track.
Let's hear a bit of it and then we'll come back and talk about it. Great sound, isn't it?
It was amazing. It was beautiful.
1976.
A little bit earlier, I think. Something like that, anyway. It says on the back here, the first album ever produced entirely by two nuns. And I would hazard to guess
it's a bold claim.
That'd be true, I have to say.
But it is an incredible album. The whole album is incredible. It's like this. It's got drum machine and echo units.
But that's a great dub track.
That is a dub track. That's a nun dub.
James Lee and Michael Munson there, two of the very helpful sound librarians we have here at the ABC, and we've loved hearing their takes on records, on vinyl records throughout the year. We call this segment the Vinyl Frontier. They take us beyond the vinyl frontier from time to time, and they'll be back next year. We'll have more fun beyond the vinyl frontier with them in the coming year.